You are listening to episode 99 of the Hench and Dad podcast, and in this episode, I talk about Ultraman Z, which is the final of the A New Generation Hero series that I am covering for the month of June. At the point that Ultraman Z had aired, I already had a bundle of Ultra series under my belt and felt significantly more knowledgeable about the franchise. The hype leading up to the airing of the show was immense, especially on Twitter, and being able to watch it live on YouTube with so many other fans just increased that hype exponentially. And truly, I feel like this show really lived up to the expectations that we placed on it from the beginning, and is definitely one of my favorites of the franchise so far. Hi, I'm Wes, I am the Henshin Dad, and I am here today to talk to you about Ultraman Z, or Ultraman Z, if you're basically anywhere outside of America. And I don't really know. I don't really understand the romanization of this at this point, because it's like, is it Z or Zet? Is his name actually Zet? But he's just got this big giant Z and everything's kind of just a Z. And I don't know. I'm American, so I'm just going to call him Ultraman Z. And that's how it's going to have to be for me. But that's it. So Ultraman Z, let me tell you, I really enjoyed the show. Just really enjoyed it. I feel like the fact that it was like simulcast on like YouTube, like the day of and everything, really helped, because I never really followed the Crunchyroll stuff. Now, of course, basically anything after G, I think both Rube and Taiga didn't get any kind of simulcast in that regard, which is kind of a shame. But once it was able to get on YouTube and everything, I feel like the accessibility of the show was excellent in getting people into it, and I could just see the hype. Like, I see on Twitter still every day people posting about how great the show was and just how much they enjoyed it. And it had a bit of an uphill battle, to be perfectly honest, because, like, it came out just like a couple months into this whole pandemic and everybody was stuck at home. So it's just like, well, let's just watch Ultraman. Let's do that and everything. So, you know, it came in like right at the beginning. And I don't know if any of the filming itself was like affected by any of the restrictions or anything. I think they got it all filmed like way beforehand, except for maybe like the last few episodes, but I'm not actually sure. I know in a lot of the interviews they had masks on, but I don't know. So that's something that I'd be interested in, like, actually exploring a little bit more and seeing, like, or like hearing some kind of interviews from behind the scenes, like what actually was affected and how could it possibly have changed the ending. I don't know. But it was a great ending. I really enjoyed it. And while I do say that Ultraman X does a lot of the things better than Z, I feel like I kind of enjoyed Z more because of some of the trimmings and trappings around it. Like, right from the get-go, like, just with that opening song, Masaki Endo, his opening theme, he just hit all of the exciting notes, like, super perfectly. I was already familiar with his work, with, like, being a singer on one of the Abba Ranger songs and his work with Jam Project and all of that, and I, his familiar voice just belting out that song was exciting. Like, whenever I get it, I have the soundtrack. Well, not the soundtrack, but I have like this opening theme album for like all of the Ultraman openings and some of the endings and everything. And Ultraman Z's opening is first. And as soon as you start that soundtrack, you can hear him like taking a breath before he just starts belting out the song. He's like, and you can hear it like right at the beginning. And it's like, oh yeah, I am so pumped. Like, I'm ready for this. And it's just such a powerful song. It just really like, it gets to you. So that song, just right from the beginning, it's just like, oh yeah, this is going to be a good show. And all the visuals that go with it as well. Like, it just looked really cool. So talking about like main characters and everything, like Haruki and Z, and like I said, I'm just going to call him Z because it's a big Z on his chest. Like, that's his color timer. That's super cool. So their partnership was like really great. They were very similar in personality, I think. And I think that kind of helped just be like, put them on the same level there, because Haruki is like this up-and-coming member of the storage group and everything, and Z just idolized Zero and everything and like developed his entire persona around this cool guy that he thought was really awesome. And I don't know, I find that funny. They're both just kind of funny guys, like just totally like oblivious to the things around them, but they just want to help people and they just want to be the coolest guy they can be. So it's like, oh, they're so cool. And it just seemed to feel like a glove. They played off each other well. And the one criticism I would have about it, though, is the fact that Z himself as an Ultraman, like, I mean, he doesn't really have like a personality outside of like idolizing Zero, but he also just didn't really like get a lot of like screen time himself. Like, his voice actor just kind of got the shaft there. And I know that they had like the audio dramas and everything that played with him and Zero before the entire show started, and I really need to go back and like watch those and kind of get an idea about him, because it would be nice to actually explore his character. Like, he has Haruki as a host, but Haruki's kind of like the main driver behind everything, But I love how he just like shouts out like, I ask that you chant my name, Ultraman Z, boom. And then Haruki has to do that. And that whole transformation sequence is perfect. Perfect. Getting into a little bit of spoiler territory, and I'm not going to like spoil the whole show, but the fact that Juggler is in this show, I mean, it's not really a spoiler at this point. Like, you kind of find out within the first few episodes, and it's kind of all over, you know, the internet now. So there's really, I mean, unless you're like totally on a media blackout about Z, you can't really like ignore the fact that Juggler is in this show. And I find that very interesting. Like, hey, seeing him in a different context like this was intriguing as this like high-ranking member of this like storage group. And he's like the commander, basically. And he's got all these interesting quirks, like with his like bonsai tree and everything. I thought that was interesting. And the way he acted like beforehand, before you really knew that he was Juggler, like he was kind of just a big old nerd, honestly. Like, he really played that well, like, and showed you a different type of his like acting persona and what kind of personality he could have when he's really like hamming it, or not hamming it up, but like actually acting more like just a total nerd, and with his like pun jokes and everything that he would try to make during the show. And yeah, he was just a goofball, and you could even see it in the opening. It's just like, is this really Juggler? I don't know, same actor, but who knows, like, what was he doing heading up the science team? I don't know if that's actually like really fully explained, other than that he's just kind of exploring. I don't know, like, what were his secret plans? And all throughout the show, you're waiting for this other shoe to drop, and I think they did a great job, like, giving him some distance from Guy, Ultraman Orb, I should say, so that you can see what he does on his own. Like, what is he just doing outside of just kind of obsessing over Guy and following him around everywhere and planning whatever he wants to do to bring back giant monsters? And I don't know. But he's super cool in this. And the real MVPs of the show, though, like, you know, outside of Z, outside of Haruki, and all the other members of the storage group, which were awesome, the real big hero of this entire show, the story, is Sevinger. And Wyndham, you know, by extension, basically. And the King Joe robot, like, but Sevinger, he's like the man, the myth, the legend. He is like the coolest robot. Everybody obsessed over him. I remember seeing pictures on Twitter of like entire shelves of Sevinger figures just being bought out because he just became super popular. You see him in all the merchandise now. And it's like, this is great. I love this. And I'm pretty sure Sevinger is just like an Ultraman Leo, like one-off capsule type monster as it is. So the fact that they brought him back and made like this robot like super awesome and popular in people's eyes, and honestly like super adorable too, especially with like the Sevinger fight stuff, which I really hope gets released on YouTube soon because I want to rewatch it. But yeah, I love the fact that they have these different giant robots that they are using, and they work alongside Z, and they're even featured like very prominently in the opening. I really enjoyed that. So, and now that we know that he's going to be appearing again in Ultraman Trigger, like, I'm just interested in seeing how that goes. But I would also say seeing Geed reappear, and even seeing Zero taking not necessarily a big role, but like a significant role in this series, like, with G taking on his like new power set and actually using these metals and the Z Riser and everything, and you actually see that he's been chasing this one kaiju from the movie, the Geed movie, like all around and trying to take him down. And when he initially appears and you don't know like what's going on, and they start playing the music from Geed as he's appearing, and oh man, like, that just warmed my heart right there. And I don't even think I expected it. I think I like saw a little bit about him appearing, but they gave him like such a cool moment and good like storyline in between like what happened at the end of the Geed movie until now, which admittedly had only been a couple years, but, and then also seeing his interactions with Juggler and everything, because they had like met each other in that Geed movie, and they just continue on this like, you know, banter between them. Like, oh, just such a good callback. And I think it just really says a lot about the legacy of Ultraman and how they want to like connect these, even though it's not like one single like Earth that they're protecting. You know, you have this multiverse going on, but the continuity around it is still super important. And I think that helps alleviate that, I don't know, somewhat cheap writing you can get into when you have a multiverse stuff like I anymore. But I think the fact that this like continuity is super important, and you're bringing them back and you're referencing things specifically that happened in his movie and in his series, and it's given a lot of like weight, like this is actually like appropriate and important to the storyline. I love that. And seeing Zero kind of put in this role of like a very reluctant mentor, after his experiences with helping Jeed. I thought that was super fun. Their appearances were brief, but they both added a lot to the show. And Zero just being like, I'm not really your, like, teacher and everything. Like, why are you following me around and all that? It's just like, I don't know if he can't, like, doesn't have any of the self-awareness to realize that he's kind of like a similar type of person, or that he's grown a lot since that time of his life. Like, he just wanted to be strong and he was going to steal the plasma spark and everything. But yeah, I think that kind of gives him a new type of role. And he had already been explored a lot in Jeed's show proper, but like just kind of seeing it as a natural extension of that, you know, especially with his interactions with Grigio, Ultrawoman Grigio. And I think that helps to just add more layers onto Zero. And I just really want to see him, like, get hit some of his own stuff again, because I think he needs, like, some stuff just on his own. Like, I don't know where you can necessarily take the character at this point. I like how he's, like, super front and center in a lot of the Ultra Galaxy fight stuff, but I don't know. I feel like he needs, like, another movie or something. That's just my opinion. But yeah, going back to what I was saying before, seeing Z going to be reappearing in Trigger and actually using, like, those, whatever those little USB devices in with the Trigger transformation device and everything. I'm very interested in seeing that, because at this point, like, I don't think I've heard about any kind of movie for him. And I feel like it's a real shame, because with everything that's happened, like, he got a stage show and that's about it. And that kind of functions as a movie, it seems like now, because, like, I don't think they can really put into production. And I know the Taiga movie got super delayed because of the pandemic and everything. So I really hope we can get some kind of movie from that cast, but I feel like getting them together at this point would be a real pain in the butt. So, unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to see a movie, but seeing him in Trigger will help to alleviate that somewhat, and I hope he's given as big of a role as Jeed was in that show, so that he can actually be, like, a significant mentor figure. And I really like how the ending, he's like, yeah, they go out and they explore, and that's pretty much how it is, and it leaves a lot open for, like, stories to be told in the future. So I could go on and on about gushing about how much I enjoyed the show, but the bottom line is just that it's fantastic. I can't wait to own the show on Blu-ray. Like, I really am looking forward to it, and I just want to bring it out again and again. It's like, Jeed, I just kind of want to put it on repeat and just be able to watch it and, you know, notice all these other things that I hadn't noticed before. The only downside, again, is that there doesn't seem to be a movie coming out, so you know, his return in Trigger is going to be a plus, but that's about it. And hopefully they can give him a send-off that's equally as excellent as Jeed's. So that's about all I have to say about Ultraman Z. And if I can take a little second here to give a little bit of a give me a meta moment here. This is episode 99 of the Hench and Dad podcast, and it's kind of, like, really bizarre that I've already gotten up to about 100 episodes, and that will be the next one. So unless I do a 0.5 episode in between. That might actually happen. I don't really, I had some plans for episode 100, but at this point, like, it just really wouldn't work time-wise for what I wanted to do. So I'm kind of just going to leave it up and try to figure out what I'm going to do in the next week or so. So stick around for that, and you'll hear episode 100, and I would love to hear your thoughts on Ultraman Z, and whether or not I should be pronouncing it Zet. Maybe you have, like, a 5-paragraph argument about that, and that's something I can consider. Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it? Did you think it was kind of meh? Did you like X better? Did you like Rube or Taiga better? If you do, I'm sorry, but Z's just a better show in my humble opinion, which is not so humble, but that's just what I'm going to say. So tune in next time for episode 100, or, you know, very soon for episode 100. And I'm going to be talking about more Ultraman stuff in the future, because while New Generation June might be over at this point, I've been watching several other Ultra series. I've finished Ultra Q. I finished the original Ultraman from 1966. I'm making my way through Ultra 7 and Tiga. Hopefully I can get through a significant portion of Tiga before Trigger airs, which is a couple weeks, or like a week and a half at this point. So I don't know if I'll be able to get through too much there. But I look forward to hearing your thoughts on that, and I hope you look forward to hearing my thoughts on some of these Showa shows. And if I need like a Showa September or something, I think that would be kind of fun as well. So thank you for listening, and tune in next time for probably more Ultraman stuff, honestly. But maybe I'll get into Kamen Rider and Super Sentai sometime again in the future.
Complete.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hench and Dad podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please rate, review, subscribe, whatever it is you do on your podcast platform of choice. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you would like to contact me, you can reach me by email at henchanddad@gmail.com or on Twitter at HenchinDad. The HenchinDad podcast is proud to be part of the Playwell Network, your source for intentional entertainment. Some of the other podcasts in this network include The Backlog Breakdown, which focuses on playing the best games on your backlog while not breaking the bank account on the new and shiny, The Retro Station, a show devoted to more retro and nerdy topics than you can shake a stick at, and Tales from the Rusty Speeder, an interactive, actual play Star Wars RPG podcast that seeks to tell an awesome Star Wars story. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next time...
Cast off.